everybody. You're listening to Dan Becker, and this is a new podcast called Dan O's Ones and O's. I'll explain the name a little bit later, but it's a podcast about music, recording, record artists, albums, guitar playing, and production. And so for this episode, we're going to discuss a challenge that came to me on Facebook. A friend challenged me to name 10 albums that influenced my musical tastes and upbringing, and they asked to do one per day for 10 days. No explanation or reviews, but since I'm a talkative kind of person, I can't really do that. So this episode of the podcast will be 4 albums, and I'll have other episodes where I discuss the next 4 albums until I get to 16 albums. And so the 4 albums I'll discuss here are from Elvis Presley, The Beatles, The Beach Boys, and from Motown. And I will try and keep this podcast around 30 minutes or so, but we'll see how it turns out. But I'm going to play 2 tracks from each album, and then we can talk about them a little bit more. In the background here, you're hearing Franz Ferdinand, a single called Take Me Out, which was their first hit. And it's a fun album. I think I'll use it as a theme for this podcast. Plus, it can play in the background while I'm talking here. So anyway, I'm going to discuss 4 albums which really influenced me back in the day. And so I'm going to start now. I'm going to play an Elvis Presley clip for you. This first one is one of his early songs. And this is an Elvis Presley single that was originally on the Elvis Presley, Elvis's Golden Records album. And this is Don't Be Cruel. And I picked this one because I remember hearing it from being very young. And well, let's listen to the track now. I'll have more to say in a little bit, but here we go with Elvis.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
All right. So that was Don't Be Cruel by Elvis Presley. It was written by Otis Blackwell. It was released in 1956, and it became a number one for Elvis. If you did happen to read my Facebook post, I used the album cover from the album called Elvis Presley, which is very famous, and it was copied by The Clash later on. What was interesting, that famous album cover, Elvis Presley, there were no number one hits on that particular album. But this album, Elvis's Golden Records, was really the first compilation of Elvis's singles. And Don't Be Cruel was a number one in the U.S. And I liked that one so much because it has his band, Scotty Moore on guitar and Bill Black on bass and DJ Fontana on drums. And then the Jordanaires singing the backing vocals. And I just love how they sing the bop, bop, bop on that. That is really good. And the reason why this single means a lot to me is because my mother had this album from the 50s. And she is a German immigrant, and she loved America, and she immigrated to America and had this and played it a lot, and dancing and having fun in the house was a big thing for us, especially related to music and whatnot. So I was greatly influenced by her love of Elvis, and I ended up loving Elvis myself. And so now I'm going to play another Elvis song for you. This one came later, and this one is came later in 1963 for Elvis. And I like this particular song, You're the Devil in Disguise, because it's very boppy and got a great tempo change in it. So I will quiet down now, and let's listen to Elvis Presley once again.
Like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise. Like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh yes, you are.
Okay, so there was Elvis with You're the Devil in Disguise from 1963. And this was not a number one hit for Elvis, but I liked the boppy rhythm. And it was also reviewed by a contemporary of 1963. John Lennon reviewed it and said it was one of Elvis's most terrible songs. It sounded like Elvis had gone pop. But this was a very good one. And I had, this was on the compilation from 68, Elvis's Gold Records, Volume 4. And I had all four of the compilation records on vinyl. And that was very enjoyable to listen to. So with John Lennon dissing Elvis in the song, that leads me to the next album, which greatly influenced me. And this next album is from the Beatles, 1965, Rubber Soul. There are so many Beatles songs that influence me, but Rubber Soul is my favorite Beatles album. And I just think the songwriting, the singing and the harmonies, everything was hitting on all four cylinders for the Beatles. So I picked this song. I could have picked any from the album, but I picked this song because it's probably not as well known as Norwegian Wood or other ones. But I like the jangly guitar work, and I think what we have here is George really doing well and the singing doing really well. So this is If I Needed Someone. This is from the Beatles, 1965, from the album Rubber Soul. All right, and there you have the Beatles with If I Needed Someone to Love, with George singing the lead vocals and great jangly guitar work that I imagine influenced the Birds, or maybe the Birds influenced them. So anyway, as I mentioned, this album really affected me, and I loved every song on this album. I did first listened to this album from my brother, who had the U.S. version of it, and it had a different track listing than the U.K. one, but since the Beatles box sets came out in 2009, I now have both versions, and mono and stereo versions, and that was a stereo version, and some people diss the hard panning of the vocals to one side and this lead singer to the other, but I think it's just excellent. And so now another song from that very same album, Rubber Soul. This one affected me and I loved the lyrics so much that I included it in my high school yearbook as a blurb under my high school yearbook picture. But this is In My Life by the Beatles. Very good lyrics.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends I still can recall.
Okay, there's the Beatles with another track from Rubber Soul, In My Life, and definitely touches me when I think about the peoples and things that I can recall and how they affected me, and that is a nice introspective view of the past with John Lennon singing lead vocals. Okay, so that was 1965, Rubber Soul. There was another album of that era that affected me. Actually, it came out later, but there was a very good Beach Boys compilation called Endless Summer. And Endless Summer had all the Beach Boys hits up to that time. And it was just great, a four-sided vinyl LP album. And I was introduced to this by my friend Dave. And he and his brother loved this album. And, well, it just had so many good hits. And so one thing I love about the Beach Boys is their attention to detail on the harmonies and the vocals, and you know how one of them would sing in falsetto and the others would back them up, and just sounds so good. So I'm going to go back in time a little bit, and here is another vocal from the 60s era. This is The Warmth of the Sun, 1964, for the Beach Boys, and this was the B-side of a somewhat throwaway song called Dance, 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 but this never charted, but it has just got fantastic vocals and writing by the Brian Wilson and the Wilson brothers. Anyway, so here's the Beach Boys with The Warmth of the Sun. That was the Beach Boys from 1964, The Warmth of the Sun, with great vocals and harmonies there. One fun thing, I mentioned my friend Dave who introduced this to me. This album was probably the start of my broadcasting career back in the 60s. And I was a little kid at the time, but my friend also had a pair of walkie-talkies. And we used to play a game where one person would be in the upstairs of the house with the record player and the records, and that person would be the on-air disc jockey with the walkie-talkie microphone keyed on, locked on, and then the other person would go downstairs or outside with the other walkie-talkie and a comic book or whatever and read the comic book while listening to probably a half an hour show, and then we would swap positions and do the same thing. And so somewhere maybe in outer space, some alien culture has picked up on this walkie-talkie transmission, and they have two young kids playing disc jockey for each other on the air, and maybe some truckers listen to us as well, but who knows. Okay, so with that, I'll go into another wonderful hit from the Beach Boys. This one was definitely a big hit for them. Not a number one, which is kind of a letdown, but it is my favorite Beach Boys song, and it was on Endless Summer, and it made number three in 1965. And this is California Girls, and I just think the horns in it and the just the theme of the song is just very positive and uplifting song. So I will play Beach Boys' California Girls for you.
California
And that's the Beach Boys with California Girls, a number three hit from them from 1965. And another funny story about the Beach Boys and that song is just 2 or 3 years ago when I was working at a high-tech company in Austin, we would have pub nights or happy hours. And once a month, the free beer would come in, and friends and I had a band at the company. We called ourselves Bill Me Later, and we played music during the pub night happy hour. And then also, we were asked to perform at a company party. I think it was for Diwali. People were, mixed group of people at the company, and people were doing traditional Indian numbers and Bollywood numbers, and other people were doing just vocals, and we had our band, and we played a song, and I wanted to take the song California Girls and switch the words around to use Indian places, and speaking with everybody at the party, I said, is this going to upset people if I'm singing about wish they all could be, Indian girls? And no, they loved it. They loved it. And so I switched the vocals around and we performed it live. And instead of California Girls, it was Karnataka Girls. And I went, west, east, north, south, just like the Beach Boys lyrics, but instead I used various places in India, and people got a big kick out of it. So it was fun. They loved it. So, all right. So that was the Beach Boys, a big influence on my life. Another influence on my life, again, during the 60s, Motown was big on the AM radio when I was growing up, and that's where you got all different kinds of music. And I did buy one of my first albums I bought was a big 4-disc Motown Greatest Hits collection. And I thought it was fantastic learning about, Motown, and I loved all the songs and just how it came together. So And a lot of those hits were written by the songwriting team of Holland, Dozier Holland, who were running the studio, and they would get a lot of new acts and new talent in there and whatnot. And so here is a song from 1963 also, as was Warmth of the Sun. This is a well-known song, but I love the saxophones, deep bass saxophones on this, and just the danceability of the song. It's just fantastic, and I still love it to this day. But here we are, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Love is Like a Heat Wave. So there are Martha Reeves and the Vandellas singing Heat Wave, nice danceable song from 1963. Okay, with so many good Motown songs starting early in the 60s and to this day, it's hard to pick, you know, just two winners to play on a podcast like this, but this next one I thought was so innovative, and it had an oboe solo intro, and some of you have guessed it already, but this is Tears of a Clown. This was done by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and this song was just fantastic, just the imagery and the sadness of the character. But the thing that not a lot of people know is the songwriters for this song are Hank Crosby, Smokey Robinson, and the third writer is Stevie Wonder, who was young and very popular in the Motown world and had a hit of his own by then, but he played a songwriter in this song. This is Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson, and the Miracles. Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and a great bunch of instruments in there, oboe, saxophone, flute, piccolo, it sounds like. But anyway, great, great song. Okay, so I said this podcast would cover albums that influenced me, and I responded to my friends on Facebook, not one a day, but I just blurted out 16. And this episode of the podcast Dan O's Ones and O's covered the first four influential records of my life. I will pick up in episode two with the next four to give you a preview of it. There's some garage rock in there. There's some reggae. There's some artists who are still with us and recording today. And the advent of new wave and punk. That's in the next episode. And before I go, I want to share one more story with you of how I picked the name Dan O on the Ones and O's for this podcast. I mentioned my walkie-talkie broadcast career, but when I got to college at Lehigh University in 1980, I joined WLVR, the FM college radio station. And I became a disc jockey, and having a middle initial of O, I called my radio show Dan O on the radio, and enjoyed that a lot. I find this podcasting to be very much like my radio show, but since I couldn't say radio, I made another rhyming change to it and called it Dan O on the Ones and O's. Ones and O's being the digital era of broadcasting digitally over the internet. And so I did some radio work there. And I also was on WKPX in Sunrise, Florida in the early 90s. Did some broadcasting there. And that was also called Dan-O on the radio. But now it's Dan-O's Ones and O's. And my radio shows always had the theme from the ventures from Hawaii Five-O because of the character Dan-O. And so this podcast, sorry it ran over 30 minutes, but this podcast, I will end it for you with the ventures, with the theme, ending of Hawaii Five-O theme, Dan-O's Ones and O's on the radio.